We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. The Kana B'Shas Nedrei. B'Shas Nedrei, when somebody made a Nedet of Kippah Tainus, Piret Yomim Yiduim, he identified specific days on which he will be fasting. The Gam Kivala B'Shas Mincha, and at Mincha he accepted upon himself these Tanesim, Shuv Eni Yachalov as Tanesoi, such as a Tainus that cannot be substituted with another day. Sif Yud Beis Mishi Kivalov Lasana, somebody who accepted upon himself to fast. Mitzdar Hari B'Tanisai, and it's very difficult for him to fast. Yochlof Dais B'Maman, he could redeem that obligation with paying. Kfi Ashrei, but we have to see his financial situation. V'Naisus Hadom L'Aniyim, and he gives the money that he has to use for redemption to poor people. It has to be something that will cause him to feel the cost. That's the Pasha Pshat. The Mefarshim say, the Paiskim say that what he should do is, he should evaluate how much food of a day that he would normally eat cost him, and that's how much he should give to Tzedakah Taniyim. And many suggest that it should be given in the nomination of 18. Albatanishamachim Sneder, but if he took upon himself a Neder, that he said the specific day will be a fast day for him. Loimahani pigeon, then redemption is not an option. If the community accepted upon themselves a tainus, loimahani pigeon, redemption is not an option. Elmken hisnu came mitzibur, unless that was originally stipulated that one could redeem his fast obligation with payment. Sif Yigimel, Misha Nodalot Nsana Sheni V'chamish V'sheni, as somebody took upon himself that they're going to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Mutal L'Hachlof L'Hasnas, he could turn it around and fast Chamish Sheni V'chamish Thursday, Monday, Thursday. The Paiskim discuss, if somebody took upon themselves to fast a number of days, can he wait for the winter when the days are shorter? And the Magen Avraham and others say that if that was what he originally had in mind, that he's going to wait until the days are shorter, then that's acceptable. Otherwise, it should be avoided. But if somebody took upon himself, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Monday, Thursday, Monday, he should not fast other days. Lo Yom HaMecherim. He specifically wanted Monday and Thursdays. They have special significance. Sif Yudalad. The Tainus Bahab after Pesach, after Sukkos, the Kemi says she made tshuva. Shlakibla b'shas mincha. There wasn't explicit accepting the mincha before to fast that day. He's fasting those days because that is the minik to fast those days. So even when they make the Mishaberach on Shabbos before the Bahab, he said, if he didn't explicitly take it upon himself by mincha before that day, if there's a bris that day, a pidyon aben day, a shas to the mitzvah, a siyum, chanukas habayis, a wedding, mitzvah lechol, he could eat, vein tzarech hatorah, he doesn't even need hatorah stodorim. Ki kolam sana biyom elu, anybody who fasts on those days, adas minikum sana, he took upon himself to fast according to the way, the minig, according to the custom of those fasts. And there was never a minik to fast on those days in the time if there's a Suddhas Mitzvah to attend. In a case where you're allowed to eat because of a Suddhas Mitzvah, once you ate at the Suddhas Mitzvah, you could eat afterwards even though it's not at the Suddhas Mitzvah anymore. And you're allowed to eat at home after the Suddhas Mitzvah. However, Avokoid Masuda, before the Suddhas Mitzvah, Osulachal, Rakavia Ben B'Yom Amila, the Sandik, but if there's a Mila on a fast day, that the halach is that the father of the son and the sandik are allowed to fast, they are allowed to eat. Yecholim lech gam lefnei suda. They may eat even before the suda. Even shu kama yontif lehem, because those days are a yontif, and a yontif you don't fast. Sif tez zayin. Avol im ochesh lo behetu b'yom b'taynis. If somebody ate, he wasn't supposed to eat on a fast day, whether he ate b'shogu or mezid, chayim lahashlam satanis kam lachachila. He should make up that fast day. V'yesh lo losanis ach kach, how is it made up? By fasting sheni v'chamish sheni l'kapar, by fasting a Monday, Thursday, Monday, as a kapara, a masha ochol b'yom b'taynis. Because came, if he had taken upon himself a nether not to eat on a certain day, and he ended up eating on that day, that he has to make it up. But if somebody ate on a fast day, less than a kazayis, or he ate a kazayis but he didn't eat it, pras, which is always the sheer, identified as the sheer achila, so then it's not considered that he ate on the fast day. And the same as if he didn't drink Maloy Ligmov. It's still considered like he fasted. And if he doesn't eat anymore that day, and he finishes the day fasting, he doesn't have to make it up. Although the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody ate on a fast day, he has to make it up with a behab, the minig is that you can make it up just with one day of fasting. And some suggest that even just as we learned earlier, paying what you would normally eat during that day would be sufficient. Sif Yudzayin Yochid HaMasan Al Tzoros of Avram. If Yochid is a fast, if an individual is fasting because of a difficult situation that passed, or Mishan B'Shvil Choyla, who is fasting because of somebody's sick, and this person, hopefully when the Serapic got better, or may so he passed away, Sorok Lahashim Kolatanis Shekibalov. He has to keep all the tanesim that he wanted, that he took upon himself. However, the Paiskim Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha is only in the case of a yachid, an individual, a tzibur who took upon themselves to fast because of a situation. There, if that situation is no longer relevant, they don't have to make up the fast days. The kenim kivalov tanis hashom mitzvah atchias benoy ba mitzvah. If somebody took upon himself to fast or to do any mitzvah until his son becomes bar mitzvah, and unfortunately, a mesa ben kaidim, the son died before he could become bar mitzvah. Tzarchul kaimus nidroi adeshar shayroi lius b'nai bar mitzvah. He has to keep on fulfilling his nether until his son's birthday, where he would have been a bar mitzvah. Avol im noydoloi shekaidim shekiba lavasanis kva avra siba. But let's say somebody took upon himself to fast for a specific reason, but before the nether was even effective, the reason for which he took upon himself the tainus is no longer relevant. So that's considered a situation of kabbalah b'tos. There was a mistaken acceptance, and there ain't tzarech l'hoishiv. Also says the Rama, if somebody, when he took upon himself the tainus, said that if the situation for which I took the tainus upon myself passes, then I shouldn't have to continue fasting, that's a valid stipulation. Sif Yudches, Yofet Tainus and Tshuva, tainus and Tshuva are great levata chalom ra, to nullify if chas v'shalom somebody had a bad dream, ke'esh l'k'nu'urus, like fire put to material. However, u'dafka b'yoyim, this is only effective on the day that you had this dream. One is not obligated to fast in such a situation. Shmuel teaches us, dreams could be false, and we don't have to necessarily pay attention to them. One who has a difficult dream should do tshuva. That day he should learn Torah, should daven. The minig nowadays, the poskim say, is that we don't necessarily fast a tanis chaloyim, but of course we should do tshuva, of course we should learn Torah, of course we should do give tzedakah, and many have the minig that the nusach that we say by Birkas Kahanim, Chalom Chalamti, Veni Day Mahu, if somebody had a different, that type of a different, difficult dream, he should say that dream in front of people. Hopefully there should be people who are Talmid Chachamim, people who are your friends, and say to you, don't take that dream as a bad sign. On the contrary, take it as a good sign.